Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station,
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
What up, bitches? Up or down? This is... Stop touching my shit. God damn it. This is the first fucking time I'm doing this and you're fucking up my shit, man. Fuck. This is fucking Friday night. Don't talk. You do enough. Friday night. This is Zuzu. Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio, and these assholes are making me do this for the first time. I have no idea what to fucking say. Although we should have a new listener that I know of, but we'll get into that later. All my boys right now are all wearing shades for reason unbeknownst to me. Fuck this. I don't want to do this anymore. Put that music back up.
Holy fuck, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday night. I'm your host, Trencher. This is Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. Tonight, I don't know, we may have a guest in the studio. We may have a few guests in the studio. We know that ever-loving Stitz is in the studio hanging out, masturbating in the planter in the green room. If you're in the cam and chat, there's a whole new chat room going on. Thanks to Murphy's constant, incessant talking.
Why the fuck can I log in as decaf?
I don't know. We got a new chat room going with the video live, so it's all in one.
Oh, I did switch. I'm sorry.
Some good shit.
It ain't half bad. Zeus tits.
Only a moderate bit of delay, and I'm watching the lag over here on the server.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, this is going to lag out our stream big time.
Well,
hey,
we'll monkey
we got
with
new
it.
Cameras.
Well, we're using the still cameras tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The still cameras, which normally gives us that 5-second meh.
Switch
Does
to
anybody
it,
want to see the other douchebags in the room?
Let's see it.
Yeah, I got one on right now.
It's funny watching Zoo, though. She was like this the whole time she was talking.
All pouty.
Then the mouth was all like, the camera.
That's
what?
It's good shit.
That's right, goddammit.
Between that and the entire website getting rebuilt from scratch.
There they are.
I didn't see over there where you could see the lag, but have fun with it.
You know what? You got to experiment. And that's what, you know,
all
ultimately.
Spells will throw some more RAM in that goddamn thing.
Do you realize it's just us in Radio UK?
No, there's others out there.
There are people listening. We know you're out there.
See, look at what it's doing.
What is it doing?
The lag.
Huh.
We may have to switch this over during a break.
Yeah, we'll take a look at
it. We'll fuck with it more.
I don't know. I think it looks pretty. Hey, the video's a lot better, though.
Yeah, I'm worried about the audio quality. Yeah. Oh, they're looking at dudes.
If we get some clipping, well, I mean, the guys in the...
The chat room will tell us.
They'll tell us, because they're getting the same audio feed. Well, I don't know. We'll monkey with it. We'll see.
We'll monkey with it. Speaking of monkey, we got them coming in next week. You realize that?
Yes,
we got a lot of
I
shit
know.
Going on next week.
Who, the monkeys are coming in next week?
Yeah. Hey.
No, the band who recorded the Bounce Check
Bounce
Bitches.
Bounce Check Bitches.
Monkey Face. I think they're called Monkey Face. They will be in monkey next week, and hopefully Jared will bring some porn chicks with him.
I think he mentioned he was going to bring a porn chick.
Holy fuck, it is hot in here.
I got the AC on 70.
Baby, it's just
you're having
you.
A fucking hot flash.
Oh, my God.
No,
it's the vapors. This is the vapors.
I'm sweating like an Alabama slave. She's sweating like a woman outside fucking an Alabama slave.
Getting fucked by.
Yes.
Please just drive me to the stove, Hope.
Well, I can drive you all day.
This is
my husband dead in war anyway.
We fucking on his grave right now, baby.
That's some fucked up shit. Fantastic. All right, so spankwagon.net's the official website for this clusterfuck. Murph must either have to pee or he has a cell phone.
No, he's fucking with some shit.
Oh, okay.
Murphy's hair is all curly shit.
He's like a little Q-tip.
The sunglasses off. He's not even in Murphy mode. He's like, I gotta work.
He gets even closer. When he takes his sunglasses off and puts his glasses on, he gets even closer.
But you notice the Dodgers jersey stayed on.
Man Ram.
Thank you. Someone has Man Ram.
Man Ram.
Man Ram. Oh, fuck. So,
Man Ram.
I know that my week was spent dealing with website bullshit. By the way, I do got to point out, for anybody who's going to the website, you have to sign up for both the website and the forum, or you could sign for one or the other, but
what?
It doesn't work on both.
What?
I fucked up.
What the fuck?
All I got to say is I fucked up.
I have no idea.
You don't even check your fucking email, so.
I don't know. Since when?
I think last I looked, it was May 27th.
Yeah, I know.
You checked yours 3 days ago.
Stalker.
Oh, no. Claude hasn't checked his since June 7th, so I pretty much just removed him.
Oh, that's
so nice. I was like, eh.
So what are you talking about, forums and signing?
Well, okay,
stuff?
If you go to Spankwagon, the new Spankwagon, there's this thing, forum.
The new Spankwagon is like the new CSN and shit.
Yeah.
Same fucking college with a different name.
Yes.
The new AT&T motherfucking yes. Same name, just with the new
yes.
In front of it.
T-Mobile, man.
So this is the new Spankwagon.
This
radio.
Is the new Spankwagon.
Fuck you up even more.
Because the old Spankwagon, everybody bitched about, no one liked, and it didn't work to where everyone.
I can't get on.
Well, the problem was.
I can't get off.
Are you talking about Murphy or Scrappy? I mean, not Murphy. You talking about Trencher or Scrappy? But you last week, you weren't here last
no,
week, so
right.
You don't know. So
oh,
you don't
yeah,
know.
You
Scrappy
didn't...
in the in no. Their house?
No, no, no. No. Scrappy was in the
were
house.
Were they fucking each other over?
No,
the,
we had last week
talkie
we,
time.
No, last week we had Lisa in who had just gigantic tits, and she was
I
a milf.
Saw.
And,
I saw.
And you know, more pictures of her actually in the forum. I suggest everybody goes there.
All right.
And basically, the conversation ended up about masturbation and the fact that I have absolutely no libido. So that's where the conversation went. Now, there's something for podcast listeners. You want to listen to the most depressing thing in the world? Listen to last week's show.
Is that why we're all wearing sunglasses on
this? This is that. No, that is why I am in hiding. Yes.
I love to hide.
So this is denial glasses. It's no, I don't know. So last week I redid the site again, fixed a massive hole in the database where the usernames and passwords, everything was basically fucksored. I'm hearing voices again. Do you want to
yeah,
use your...
Yeah, it's called an Echo.
Okay. You know, there's headphones he could unplug from the booster
what?
Box
what?
And into
what?
The laptop, and it would work wonderfully.
Are you
wonderfully.
Serious? that works?
Yes.
Technology.
All right.
Is
enough of
amazing.
That. Enough of that, though. Decaf, how is your? Why are you reading the?
I'm reading the link.
He's got to read his email.
No, he's reading the EULA to the website.
Yeah, no, it said the legal part. You agree through the use of.
So none of us are paying attention to the show. We're just no. Well, that is, I'm going on mobsters. Fuck you guys. I'm going on mobsters.
Okay, so good news.
No, I'm reading those. For
even if that's lagging, audio is not clipping at all.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
No, I want to give people all these words they say about the site. Any material which is defamatory, inaccurate, abusive, vulgar, hateful, harassing, obscene, profane, extraordinary, threatening, invasive of a person's privacy. I'm like, Jesus.
Come guzzling twat sucker.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Now, that's the default thing that they left in there. Let's talk about the rules that I set up.
That don't be edited for spelling and grammar. I'm like, if you so feel inclinated,
kiss my ass.
Well, you
all
don't.
Right.
What is this?
You don't bring a guest, so. Oh. Get out of the show.
All right. Look, let me.
Wait. Wait. No, he books the guest. I do the spell check.
Yes.
That's it.
Fuck.
I'm going to read the rules now.
All right, Murph, this mic's yours.
This is. Sit your ass down. These are the rules that we made for the site, and I think they're accurate. I'm going to read this here. Look, you're the last. Here's the thing, dude. You're the last person to be talking about how anybody speaks, okay, Mumbles? All right. So the Wagon is about uncensored discussion. So the forums as an extension of that is the same. Feel free to say anything you'd like, but keep in mind we're just going to let you run. We're not going to let you run roughshod over our boards. You have the right to say almost anything here within some sort of reason. Number one, don't be a dick. Simple enough. We understand that some people are just dicks. It happens. All we ask is that you're not a dick for the sake of being a dick. Dickish actions will be looked on in case-by-case basis.
Wait. Come on. Dick. Has anybody else noticed?
Dick.
Dickish acts will be looked on at a case-by-case basis, and it is determined that your post is solely dickish to be dickish, then it will be removed. Don't like it? I hear something awful has a great forum. Post.
Why don't we just send them to 4chan?
Yeah, no shit. Post not safe for work images and videos in the not safe for work forum. No one here wants to get fired. We all have day jobs, so don't post not safe for work image in the main forums. No tits, no ass, cocks, vaginas, or disgusting images. If you won't want your mother to see it, then don't post it. And if you would want your mother to see the above listed items, you're a douche. You need counseling.
Can I ask a question?
You just remind me of something.
If we start reading this at the beginning of every show, would we have listeners?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me read the rest of these. Hold on, because this is funny. Nowhere cereals or cracks. Everyone knows where to get that shit. Don't bring it here. Spankwagon Radio is under scrutiny. Ringer. Let's not add to it. Are you really gonna? Okay, gates on this one. Ringer. You're opening the gates on this one. And number four, the fuck you policy. Every argument has its ups and downs. Feel free to debate anything at all to whatever extent you wish. But if you lose and all you can come back with is fuck you, with no other discernible intellect involved, we're going to close the thread. This prevents the dog pile effect in which people will pile on you, hammer you to the point of no return. Those are the only rules for our forum.
Aside from the regular rambling legal shit.
But the regular rambling legal shit, honestly, are we even going to pay attention to that?
What? You know we don't.
I don't pay attention.
Look, someone in the forum posted, it's nice to see that what happens during the show carries over to the forum.
Yeah, no shit.
The clusterfuck that is the show. The absolute clusterfuck. Okay, the fact that we came
right now
15 fucking minutes before the show and everything breaks.
No, if you listen to last week's show, he did not come.
Even with some big old motorboat and titties in here.
These two motorboated the chick's tits.
That's because my titties weren't up in here.
And he motorboated.
We ain't motorboated you.
And Pritcher motorboated his hands and shit.
I didn't.
I got into that shit.
Fucking nose off.
I just traveled down, dude. It was.
Hey, Zoo, can you recite the rules to the forum?
Fuck you!
I know break is coming up, but let me tell you a story. Can you remind me when you read that off?
My name, Jay.
All right, so I was talking to my mom last night, right? And she was talking about my mom. She was talking about my. I was talking to my mom, and she was talking about my
mom.
Mother.
I was just talking about my book, right?
Mother.
You were talking to your book.
Talking to about my book.
No. Oh, about your book. Is it about or about?
It's about me. You know what I'm saying. I know what.
We gonna handle the man pombo. All
right, I only did it twice. You did it five times.
So shit ain't funny. I said you opened the floodgates.
Listen. Yeah, but close that motherfucker. Got the levy up.
All right. What the fuck do you think this is?
It's New Orleans, bitch.
So, my mom, this is some funny shit.
Is it your mom or your mom's?
No, my mom. I was talking about the story, right? You know, I was like, da da da. Then my mom was like, oh, I heard that you do a radio show.
Oh, so shit.
So she said, "What's this show about?"
Uh-oh.
I was like, I never fucking almost shit my pants. But I didn't know what the fuck to say. I was like, I was gonna say, yeah, we bring in porn stars and trannies, and you know what I'm saying?
Kittens.
I mean, how can you describe Spank Wagon?
It's about kittens.
You know what? We'll throw that in during the break into the first forum, the Spank Wagon forum, asking people to describe Spank Wagon.
Because I said, you know what I said there? I said,
but I am putting "it's kittens" as our tagline for this week. Sorry, but that's the you've already coined the word for the week. All right, it's done. It's kittens.
She brought it up because I was on Jody's show. So, and you know, a lot of people in the family listened to it, and so they were telling her how I do this show, right? And so I was like, oh yeah. And so she was like, so what is the show about? I said, we do a lot of crazy things on the show, but a Jody show, it's a Republican station.
Let's switch that around.
Yes, I got off of Spank Wagon because, I mean, to my mom, you know.
You get off on Spank Wagon?
I mean, to my friend.
I get off and on occasionally.
Well, yeah, a couple times. We do have some good shit. We do get some good shit in here.
Hello.
Fuck. And it's the time in the show where everybody jerks off as we go to break.
Yeah.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
I like that. What the boys can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get spun. What the fuck? Did you notice that bump was stuck? Deep with the jeans she's wearing. Well, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. I tried to warn me, what the fuck you got?
Burn it so hard!
Ooh, that's me, no skin. Wanna get my bands? Let me lay you. Makes you with that other girl, me. Well, I've seen them dancing. To hell with romance, and she's wet. Wet. Gonna go like a turbo vet. Tired of magazines, seeing black words are the thing. To the average black man asking that, she got a pack words back. Oh, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got the butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. And get it up and go. Maybe God's night. Maybe God's night. And big, I'm gonna throw in a gig, I just can't help myself, I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal, I wanna get you home. And to a, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so I'll find that juicy double. Heavy gaze in trouble, baby boy, it's that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos, watching these bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like a bojo. I work to the big soul sisters, I wanna get richer. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be strict when I say I wanna.
I'm
on a pencil like this song. Some punks that hit and quit it. I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm telling you the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
run with my Mercedes.
Yeah, turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the show. Give me a back out.
Move that floor, shake.
face with an IE booty.
Little in the middle, but she got much back.
Missy face with an IE booty.
Little in the middle, but she got much back.
Little in the middle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Everybody's all busy doing shit.
Well, I'm just keeping up on the debate right now, and it looks like that McCain already took Goodman's Law. He already invoked a second Holocaust when talking about Iran.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, no. Let's see here. Let me read you. Let's see what it says here. He speaks about Iran's threat to Israel, invokes the specter of Second Holocaust and the specter of Russia. God. It's like Jack Van Impery monologue or Left Behind. Nice.
You know, between that and George Bush this week's, you know, when he went on the first time to talk about the economy, which, by the way...
That was too quick, mind you.
Why did it take him a week?
Well, let me ask you a question.
2 seconds worth of
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you remember when he said, we're not going to bail out any companies?
Yes. Yes, I do.
He's like flat out. You know, everything he's saying, he's not just like, fuck it. But I guess I can't blame him because you almost at the end
of
the term, you're a lame duck. Yeah, you're a lame duck. No one gives a shit. So you just fucking like, one day you just say, hey, you know what? The economy's great. Jobs are great. Next day, yeah, fuck it.
We are
recession.
Fucked.
Yeah, we're going to recession.
I think that it's kind of interesting to see just how wrong he absolutely has been. The fundamentals of the economy are strong. Really? Then why is it we are now moving towards a socialized government more, a socialized lifestyle than anything else? We've got the People's Insurance Company now with AIG. We also now have the People's Mortgage Company with Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. And we're about to have the People's Investment Firms, the People's Banking Structure, and after that $700 billion bailout, the People's the People's Auto Manufacturers. So, I mean, we really are becoming communist China there.
Well, you're right. I mean,
China.
the problem is the fact that the government is too involved. The government is getting too into what's going on, you know. So
that's three.
You want that up
just
that's
for a little
not
bit?
What was up there before?
I know we want three for just a little bit.
But that's not.
That's why I told him to go to three, and I was trying to tell you to switch the cams. I love you, Zeus.
Fuck you.
This is not gonna work. Totally not professional. We're not
what?
Professional.
Who the
we're
fuck
internet.
Are you and who let you in? Get out.
Let,
you don't
know what?
Have a mic. Shut up. Yeah. What? What?
What?
Oh
man, it's one of these shows.
I know.
Get the long cable out of
I'm
there.
I'm trying to get out.
Giving him a mic.
I'm
you realize what
of,
you've done?
I'm trying to get out of being.
Well, if he's gonna talk, he might as well have a mic so everyone else can hear.
You know, I love when Stitz is in the studio because he really does bring a lot to the conversation. He brings a real objective view to things.
No, the long cable.
The really long. It should be a
bottom
brown
drawer,
one.
Bottom drawer. Hey, bottom.
Hey, decaf.
Snappy tonight.
What's
aren't
brown?
We?
What's brown and rhymes with brown's brown and rhymes with Snoop.
Dr. Dre.
That's right.
All right. Let me...
You're going to hook up the mic, so yeah. You started the conversation, and where are we going with this then?
I just think that it's just sad to see how socialized we're becoming and all the all the right wings like, no, we don't want to be a socialized government. Then why the hell is your own administration turning us into a socialized government?
Exactly.
China.
They're buying everything. It's going to, you're right. There's going to be the people's health insurance, which... Maybe that's their way of finally getting the nationalized health insurance. Maybe that's their way. Plug it into five. Plug it into either four or three.
Five.
All right, there we are. So, that's their attempt at the nationalized health care.
Five.
We're on five.
Yep.
No, I just foresee, this bailout's a huge issue. Mm-hmm. It's a big problem. I'm a Washington Mutual customer. And so I'm quite frankly.
Or Mr. Morgan.
Wamoo. Wamoo.
It's okay.
Oh, she's JP Morgan.
Wait, that's the
Morgan.
Sound the bank falling.
Wamoo. Mr. Morgan, can you please fuck me out the ass, please?
I am terrified.
Did you guys read the Time Magazine article called regarding our system right now? They said that we've effectively become France.
Yay, I love
that. Ladies
baguettes.
And gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Surrender Monkeys.
No, really, they call us the United States of France because pretty much we've just pretty much immutated. French don't stink. But we've pretty much become verbatim their entire financial
Ladies
system.
And gentlemen, now on French radio. let us listen to French radio.
Nothing silent.
Stitz, just hold it. Okay, wait. Bring this down. So, Stitz just pulled the dumbest move in the history of radio. We're sitting here.
Other than he dropped the mic.
Stitz is sitting in the back, so he doesn't have cans.
He doesn't have cans.
So when Trench turned on the music, he can't hear it. So I took off my headphones so he can hear it. He's like, it's nothing. I turn off my headphones. And asshole grabs the mic and holds it up to his ear like he's going to hear something.
No, I turned.
You did not. You stuck it in your ear.
Yes, sure.
You can stick your economy in your ear.
I like how I just got German as opposed to French.
Well, isn't it about the same thing
default.
Around 1942?
Everybody's getting fucked.
Oh,
1938 to 39 maybe. Oh, but we just invoked Goodwin's Law. We lost. All right, so
specifically notate the Nazis. We just notated Germany's invasion of, shit. Fuck, I'm over it again.
All right, where were we? Shit. We were going somewhere with this shit.
We were talking about the debate and how...
we are fucked.
So McCain is of course, those of you at home, I'm sure you're already watching it. My wife is DVRing it for me in HD, thank you. Because for some reason...
You can see a scary zombie in real
I'm going to watch a... I'm going to watch a scary zombie versus a field hand. I don't understand.
So what? Well, there's one right in front of you. Oh.
Just another black
camera
man asking for change.
Camera one.
Too dark over here.
Talking about your it field is. Hand.
It looks like a dome.
Quick smile so somebody can tell what's going on. There we go. I'm terrified. It's not like the next 4 years can be any worse.
No,
than the
you
last
know what?
The,
no, no, no.
The
we said that.
Eight years.
No. We said that in 2004. Don't
okay.
Say
you know what? Steve, you know what? I'm worried.
Oh, somebody! Fuck this! I'm leaving.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick.
Simple pull.
Hey guys, I can't really talk. I only got a few minutes.
What, Dick? What? Look,
well, I'm here in Mississippi. I'm here at Ole Miss, and I'm helping to kind of guide McCain down the right path, making sure he's not saying anything incorrect. Do you know how long of brainwash, rehabilitation it took us to get all those points out of his head? Can you actually believe at one point he was pro-gay marriage and pro-abortion?
Wait. So you're telling me that the skin cancer is actually part of your little
it's
experiment?
A microchip that we've implanted on his face.
I knew it!
You know, it was kind of interesting. We actually call it the trencher device at this point.
Wait. Why that?
Why? We named it after you because it's the same one we... Never mind.
No, wait. Why? I gotta know.
No, we just call it the trencher device because it helps dig a trench in the American quick. Somebody help me out.
Bullshit, Dick.
No.
Give him a hard rap.
It's a great... Oh, you guys have got that hot redhead in the studio again, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I gotta tell you, we spend hours and hours maneuvering all of the right spy satellites into place to watch you changing. And I gotta say, Condoleezza Rice has this thing about watching you shit. I don't know what it is.
You know what though? We already have enough maneuvers. We have to talk about this later. The Hathaway maneuver.
Oh, I think I saw something about that on your phone. I mean, I think the CIA reported something about that. I'm a trencher device somewhere. No, so I'm here in Ole Miss. Like I said, I only have a few minutes. We're helping guide John McCain down the right path. And I just want to bring up something. My new protege, I guess, is the best way to call her. Sarah Palin.
Oh, come on, Dick. I gotta ask you, Dick, and I'm gonna interrupt you here.
That's right. You always do.
Yeah, we've been friends now for years.
I don't know if I'd call us friends as much as I just want to take you hunting.
There, ends to means. Okay, so here's the thing, though. How can you? I mean, that legacy she's gonna leave if she ever gets elected in.
What do you mean if she ever gets elected?
I'm an optimist.
How much money we've dumped in Diebold to make sure these guys get elected this time?
Look at all the states dumping Diebold. Shut the fuck up, old man. Now listen.
Hey, you just hold on a second. We're about to do some new initiatives that are going to make the Diebold machines required for certified voting.
I hate you, Dick. Okay, but seriously, if you get her as a vice president, don't you think that'll make a laughingstock out of your job?
Absolutely not. She's going to continue on in the same capacity that I have for years.
Yeah, she has a script.
Okay, well, look at this. Dan Quayle was a fucking moron. And then you're going to get Sarah Palin in here who's a fucking moron.
I'll tell you, Sarah's not as
We think the United States is retarded.
The number's a lot higher than that, thanks to the trencher device. We have some things in place to kind of help Sarah along. We do have some retraining camps we're going to put her through. And it'll be interesting in the long run. I don't think she's not much on the thinking side of things, but she's just as downright nasty as we need her to be.
Yeah, but go ahead, DeGuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Vice President, sir.
I love it when the field nigger calls me Mr. Vice President. Just remember that in about 7 years when martial law comes down and you're back out in the field. I'm telling you, it's going to be outstanding. That's going to be a Halliburton product, by the way.
My question.
Really, I have invented the shackle.
My question is, Mr. President, Vice President, sir, is how do you feel that more people showed up to Palin's against Palin than for Palin in Alaska when she went out and spoke to the crowd?
Well, it's Alaska, so there were like 45 people there versus 15. There's not
a
whole lot
of people
moose
up there. Out there
there was a moose block in the road.
I was going to say, is there a moose and polar bear counted in that? I just want to make sure. And do Eskimos have the right to vote yet? I don't know if we actually included that in there. They're not actually black.
If they're American,
it depends who they're voting for.
If they're American, they have the right to vote.
They're
you know
not
that.
American. They're Eskimo. The only Americans are the white people and the black people we let be white. By the way, how are you doing, Dick? Hey, I heard someone let you write a book. Who taught you how to read or write? That's
dick, dick,
hold
dick,
on, hold on.
Dick.
I'm getting word. Hang on. Okay, we didn't outlaw those programs. I'm sorry.
Don't you have something better to do?
I do, actually. We are working hard on the debate right now. We are making sure that
Is McCain wired like Bush was?
To the face, to the skin cancer.
Now, okay, so you got rid of the bump on the back.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I have to tell you. That device, it isn't something that feeds him answers. Everyone thought it was. No, that's what we use to control his movement so he doesn't start jerking off and flinging his own shit everywhere.
You know,
you have no idea. We spent the first 3 years trying to figure out how to get rid of that. We eventually tried choking him with a petrol and it didn't even work. That little son of a bitch. I tell you what, I'm coming up to the end run on this thing. I could not be happier that I'm going to be just done with him. And he's going to go back to Texas. And I tell you what, there'll be a hunting accident in his future. I think that he's going to be clearing some brush and accidentally...
What are your plans, Dick? What are your plans after the election, Dick?
My plans? I think I'm going to go ahead and go back to Halliburton. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do some no-bid contracts in Iraq. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take care of things. We're going to help prevent the Holocaust or two in Israel. And we're going to help arm...
You're going to sell the ovens?
No. We've got a new... Oh, shit. Okay, look, it's like there's three people listening to the show anyway, so I'll tell you. We have a new efficient model that not only gets rid of Jews, it gets rid of Jews, niggers, spicks, kikes, gays, gypsies... And I think there's even something for the spicks and the ugly women and the bunks of the flat titties. It's a very efficient process, and needless to say, we'll be curing the fuel crisis as well at the same time.
So, question about, like, the conflict there.
Green is gasoline.
What if there's pretty women and there's spicks? Do they get to stay?
Well, it depends. If they're the ones that'll do, like the hidden Latina videos, then it's cool. Well, we're not going to get rid of all the spicks. We're going to need someone to mow the lawns and take care of the children. So
you're going to have the hot spick women mow your lawn.
No, the hot spicks will be inside taking the children, and the ones out front, after we use the lobotomy drill, we're going to lobotomize ones out front, and all they're really going to be able to do is sell oranges on the side of the freeway and mow my lawn.
Jesus.
We've got some huge
I love myself some
You know, I was going to say, boy, you know, I'm going to miss having you run into our show.
You know, I got to say, I'm always going to be involved in
But
your
you're
show.
Not going to be relevant, and that's the sad part,
you
Dick.
You may think I'm not relevant, but let's look at this exactly, shall we? I've been relevant for a very long time, even if I wasn't the vice president, when I was the Secretary of Defense, when I was a congressman, and even when I worked with Halliburton. It's going to be very important that I stay current with you guys, and our government... My government is going to make sure that things go the way things go. Now, look, let me tell you this. The only way that I will never appear on your show again is if Barack Obama wins the election and then outlaws white people. That's really the only way.
Well, in that case, I'm never going to be on my own show again.
Wait, what about the hot white women?
Well,
they can go.
Well, if there's going to be nothing but black men around, you can guarantee the hot white women are going to be sticking around, too. And then the black women will go back to Africa. All right, guys, I gotta go. John McCain's telling something about his POW. I gotta go.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer.
Thank you, Dick.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Is it safe?
Yeah.
That guy scares me.
As he should.
He makes me pee a little.
As he should. But I am going to miss having Dick in the studio. I really am. It's kind of sad that, you know, he is going away. Oh, well.
Apparently he'll be back.
I need another reoccurring bit.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, I got an idea. Give me that thing.
Does it do Sarah Palin?
I can do that, you guys. Yes. Come on now.
There we go.
Wait, can we have Robo Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah Palin, the title baby. My forehead is huge. Don't fuck with me. I have retail strength.
That sounds like a microcephalic.
I'm not allowed to be in the family photos. I suck it up for everybody.
Nice.
I wish I knew who my daddy was.
It's
who's your daddy?
My mom is 17 years old. Why do you think I'm retarded?
Oh, that's tough to listen to. I'd rather
because
listen to
her it. Daddy is your daddy.
We need a better box for that.
Grandma becomes vice president, and then he'll be serving somewhere bummy, like the Bermuda Triangle.
anyone hear that?
No.
You know what's funny? Rambling I hear babies. It just fine, but
of course you do. You're
Sarah
saying
Palin
it.
Is my mother.
Look. Okay, we were talking about this before the show. I am scared shitless of this woman, just because, not because she could do any damage, but how stupid she is.
Do you have that video that I sent you?
No.
Oh, you know what?
What's
let me find
Bush
it.
What's the Bush doctrine?
Kills me. What kills me? She thinks she knows foreign policy because she's 50 miles away from Russia. Did you know when
because
she got her fucking passport?
Well, the thing is, Johnny, I want to suck your dick, but you can't get your shit hard.
Do you know when she got her goddamn passport?
Yesterday?
Last year.
Oh, because, you know, it takes
Has she
a
ever
couple
been to Canada
to
or Mexico?
In, so.
Huh?
Has she ever been to Canada or Mexico?
Apparently no.
So she has the same credentials as George Bush did in 2000.
Yes.
She's never
so she's
been to
be
the
president.
Actual United States.
She's like, I'm a governor of a non-contiguous state.
I think it's
not
really
Hawaii.
I think it's really funny that they had
it's
a choice.
Not a good one.
They could have taken the governor from Hawaii or Alaska. Both are women. Both are Republican. Except one's a lesbian. Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah,
I want the lesbian.
Well.
Is it Cheney's daughter?
Trust me, you'd have to. Trust me, this one makes That's Janet Reno like. Look like a supermodel. You do not want
wow.
this lesbian.
Yeah, well, come on, it's a real lesbian. Let's just be honest. It's a real
it's a real lesbian.
Lesbian.
It's
kind of off and on.
Bulldog. Oh.
Sometimes, every once in a while.
Here, Hunter, I'm going
to email
lesbians.
It to me. Email to radio.
I
By
like
the way, we need to talk
like
about
the pussy every once in a while. You know.
Who doesn't love to eat pussy every once in a while?
Please, tell us about your endeavors into that.
No.
What if I said please and promised to keep my pants on?
That's a change.
Yeah, it is. Just keep backing up a little bit. Away from me.
Why?
Oh. We did it.
Wow.
Man.
It's a rough economy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, actually, I was going to say we need a little talk about the site a little bit more here.
Wait. Fuck. You talked about her being scary.
Yes.
This right here. Is probably the scariest thing I think I've ever heard her say, just because it shows.
All right. Did you send it to my inbox?
I just sent it to radio. So go ahead and put it up. It's not often. Usually when we do this, we say that we have this stuff planned in advance, but I didn't know we were going to go this route.
Don't we always?
She's not always responsive when she's asked questions and sometimes does slip.
This is Katie Couric talking about
her
interview
points.
With Sarah Palin.
So it was a really interesting experience for me to interview her yesterday.
Let's see if that's the case here. We have an excerpt where you ask her about her opinion on the bailout.
Okay. Why isn't it better, Governor Palin, to spend $700 billion helping middle-class families who are struggling with health care, housing, gas, and groceries? Allow them to spend more and put more money into the economy instead of helping these big financial institutions that played a role in creating this mess.
That's why I say I, like every American I'm speaking with, we're ill about this position that
oh
we have
my,
been
my stomach hurts.
Put in, where it is the taxpayers looking to bail out. But ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help shore up our economy, helping the... Oh, it's got to be all about job creation, too, shoring up our economy and putting it back on the right track. So health care reform and reducing taxes and reining in spending has got to accompany tax reductions and tax relief for Americans. And trade, we've got to see trade as opportunity, not as a competitive, scary thing, but 1 in 5 jobs being created in the trade sector today. We've got to look at that as more opportunity. All those things under the umbrella of job creation. This bailout.
She's not.
Where the fuck did she come up?
I don't
the
know.
The bailout.
U.S. American.
She's drowning. She's drowning.
The only thing she don't understand, bitch, the only scary thing is fucking you.
I swear to God, she just went, she became Ross Perot there for a second.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the bailout's important because it's kind of like peanut butter. You put it on the roof of his horse's mouth, look like it's talking. Look at this pie chart. Job creation is very important, and it's healthcare reform.
I think Katie Couric deserves an Emmy for actually keeping a straight face.
Yeah,
totally. Because and the look on her face when they did clip it was like, "What are you,
what are you
talking about?
Like, I had no idea."
Dude,
where
I lost it like
yeah,
not even a quarter of the way in. I'm like, what?
All I gotta say is you never answered the question. So we did the same thing with
again?
Katie Couric again. You know, you danced around that. You know nothing. You are an unfit human being. You're not even a. You know what? You know what? Here's the funny thing. Mexicans who are becoming Americans know more about the United States than this douche. Okay? people who are going through the immigration and naturalization tests know more about America than you. And you are nothing more than a peon governor of a state that really was more of a mistake, was a big controversy to bring into the nation anyway. You are worthless. And that's all I have to say about this. If by some chance America is so stupid to elect this bitch, okay, and McCain, and I'll get to the caller on the phone.
Don't call a bitch a bitch.
The bitch is a bitch. The bitch is a dumb bitch.
We got someone on the phone?
We got someone on the phone. Hold on.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
I got to
pick it up, man.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Is that fucking works?
Well, hello,
okay.
Caller.
This is Reverend Hammer. Just got done watching the debate.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it, man.
Well,
I came in, it was ringing.
McCain had to get in the last word a fucking lot. Now, admittedly, both of them did pretty well in the debate. I was kind of expecting McCain to get flustered at some point, but I will admit both of them did well. I'm still voting for Obama at this point, so I'm a little biased. But the one debate I'm really looking forward to next Thursday, Biden and Palin.
Yes, that is going to be...
You know what? You know what? It's an interesting thing. Rev, by the way, this is Rev Hammer on here. He mentioned Thursday's debate. What do we have going on Thursday, Murph?
What we're working on right now for the vice presidential debate is a live drinking episode of Spankwagon Radio.
All video.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
It'll be video only. It will not be on the audio stream, so you'll have to go to spankwagon.net. But we will... Do we have a... There are no shows that night, are there?
No, there's shows here.
Oh crap! So we can't commandeer the. Well,
no, we can't commandeer studio. We'll build a studio.
We'll build a studio, and if we have to, we'll use the Mogulus chat
it,
for
they
it.
Will yes, come.
But it'll be interesting when we do that. I think the whole reason that McCain originally wanted to push back the debates, by the way, was to push back the vice presidential debates until
I
after the
that,
election.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about that. It's like, do you just not want Palin to talk?
Maybe he wanted to push back the vice presidential debates until Palin can find Europe on a map.
But you know what?
He knows where Russia is.
You know what I think? I think that he's listening. I think he's listening to Palin, and he said like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Man, I felt like I went retarded.
I don't think he even knows what he's talking about.
Because
like,
I had to think
like,
that.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is
sent back
the
to
question?
High school to learn geography.
No. She needs to be sent back to high school to learn.
Seventh grade social
reading
studies.
Comprehension.
Somebody needs to go to
social
government.
Studies.
Look, I need to do this real quick. I need to apologize to Trencher. Trencher, I thought the phone was ringing. I didn't know you had picked it up and put it in the board already.
I already had it in the board.
I didn't know. Okay. I thought it was ringing, and I didn't want to lose one of the rare phone calls
right,
we had.
Bringing me down.
But now that I know it's Reverend Haver, we pretty much could have let it go anyway. So.
All right.
I'm kidding, Rev. I'm kidding. I love you.
Thanks
know
for
I
the
do.
Call, Rev.
One more thing.
What? Yeah.
$5 says Thursday night, Biden makes Palin cry.
Oh, that'd be... Wait. That's a good point. Thanks. By the way, cut Rev. That's a great point because that sympathy, she'll go for the fucking Clinton maneuver.
No,
it'll be the goddamn Clinton.
Lord.
I'm a human because I can cry. Ah, oh, there you go.
No, you're going to stay home because I'm sick and tired of dragging your drooly ass all over town. People are looking at me funny now.
What are you talking about? That retard strength that can push the car if she's out of gas.
Look, get back with your real mama.
All right, all right, all right. Enough of this shit. Spank Wagon Radio.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
She's into superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that gown's gonna make me fall. To new sensations, new kicks in candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dance in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life. She'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out. Live it a bit longer. She'll push and pull you down. She will wear you out.
Living a vida loca.
push and pull you down.
Hello. it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, a libido.
I'm not afraid to
Oh my God, you are listening to the King. Oh wait, no.
You're listening to Smack Wagon Radio.
Yeah.
Where you pay for the whole seat, but you won't need the edge.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And right now, everybody else is kind of out. Decaf went to go on a run. Zuzu's out on a run. And Stitz is out staring at Zuzu's boobs while she's running.
Mmm, boobies.
So it's just Murphy and I here. And why don't we go ahead and...
touch ourselves inappropriately?
No, thank you for staying on that side of the wall.
We can't say and we're not supposed to say
you guys. Can't. You can't. You see, I don't give a shit. Because I really don't anymore.
Look, Dan, I love Dan. Dan is one of
our... Dan gave you tons of great advice.
Dan is the guy who runs CanisHosting.com, which, by the way, CanisHosting.com, for all your website hosting needs. Dan sent me a great...
review.
Kind of a critique, if you will, of my show, which, by the way, is live every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Podcast.
Or, excuse me, from
well.
9 to 10 p.m.
Vegas time.
Is it 9 to 10 or is it 10? No, it's 9 to 10, Vegas time. That's specific time. It's called Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Mraff,
as we like to call it. Had a lot of fun with last week's show. Had some really great music on. And next week, I'll have even more fun stuff. It's going to be a good show. But so I said, again, Dan sent me a great critique of my show. He's going to send me another one here. He's given me some good pointers. And who knows, may lead to me going to Real Radio.
Which you're actually doing on Sunday, so why don't we talk about that for a little bit?
That's right. This Sunday, I will be on Jody and Friends. I will be helping co-host with the lovely Jody. Can I just say MILF?
No, totally. Totally.
I can't say that on her show because it's on AM radio. It's here in Vegas, AM 840. If you are not in Vegas...
Go to KXNT.com.
It is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, so please do the math on your own. And listen in. It's a good show. It's a call-in driven show. There's a 1-800 number. By all means, I would love to have a bunch of Spankwagon people listen and call in that
But
week.
You gotta be good. That's the rule.
I don't know.
They're dump button, though, man. They are. I mean, we don't do a dump, you know?
There's no reason to.
No reason to. But
it's internet radio.
They have gunslinger reflexes.
Oh, okay? They do. So don't drop an F-bomb.
It's Twitch gaming
it's at its finest,
okay? It's like, fuck-a-da!
And cleared. Rev says he's usually totally sober on Sunday, which is a big difference for me. Yeah. So listen in and call in. I mean, it's always a fun show, and I guarantee with the debates being tonight and me being the hardcore Democrat and her being a hardcore Republican, it'll be just be
if that's
clash,
the news.
Clash radio.
She usually keeps it the local Vegas news, but
you look at, any local topic she covers will also be expanded to cover any city.
Right.
I mean, whether it be charter schools or rezoning or any number of things, it'll be good.
So, switching gears a little bit here, I want to talk about what's going on.
Grind. Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you. We got to switch cameras. We got to explain the camera situation for you. Everybody who's listening using the Mogulus. Keep listening. What's going to happen, though, is the camera is going to go back to the traditional camera for Mogulus.
It's on the traditional camera right now. It's on the one cam. We're having some issues.
But if I close this out.
You can close it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're having some issues where when we switch back and forth between the cameras, for some reason, the eyesight that we use for the one cam, it reverts to its built-in audio, which is really dumb. So we're going to look at another option for this. We do want to do the multicam setup, though, because we like that.
We like the multicam, but we need to do it smarter because,
you
know, one problem I realized, and I love this. This is Spankwagon right here. We've got problems. You're going to know about them. You don't get honesty like this from anyone. I mean that, really. Zoo is on the other side of me running the cameras for that. Mm-hmm. I'm running the switch for the hard cameras here. And we're having communication. That's why we had the one and the three conversation earlier.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out the best way to do this camera thing because we want to bring the video. I think the audio is nice and having the stream and the podcast is great. Which, by the way, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, you can do so with the manual subscribe link or using the iTunes subscribe
link. Right. If you're an iTunes user, the iTunes subscribe link will bring you right into the Apple Store and makes it nice and easy. If you're a little more of a geek, all you got to do is click on the manual and copy the code that it tells you to copy into your reader or into your podcast client.
I can't think of too many other clients out there other than iTunes.
You know, and it was the case where there was more, and I know a lot of the RSS readers now actually do support podcasts because it's just an enclosure tag.
Yeah.
So, you know, now it's really easy. Plus, you know, what we do is we bring it to you. We bring it to you live audio. We bring it to you live video and audio. We bring it to you with a podcast. You know, we're coming into the winter months, folks. What better way to stay warm, healthy, happy, comfortable than getting your asses in, you know, in front of your warm, toasty monitors and in enjoying some alcohol.
Exactly.
And listening to us, because there really is no better way to completely waste a day. And it doesn't even need to be the live. You can do the podcast, which means 3 a.m., you have nothing better to do. There's no good porn on.
And you've already masturbated.
Exactly.
To Sarah Palin.
Or Tina Fey as Sarah Palin. What's it?
I said those Photoshop pictures are pretty hot.
Those Photoshop, I know. Someone showed it to me and they thought that was real.
A lot of people thought that was real.
So many people are so stupid.
Dude, like a lot of people thought that Barack Hussein Obama was a terrorist organizer. It's like, oh, whatever, people.
Come on. Americans are truly stupid. And I know we're going back into the politic talk, but it's easy
people
right now.
People are dumb.
But, you know, you really got to think this one through. You're talking about a guy who wanted to suspend his campaign if only because, well, he said he wanted to do it for the economy. There's no reason.
I'm going
to
suspend my campaign, and I'm going to go back to Washington and help you put shit together, even though out of the last 110 votes, I've missed 109 of them.
Yeah. Barack Obama has actually brought forth, what, was it 3 or 5 different pieces of legislation for the economy? McCain has brought forth squat.
McCain has missed every oversight vote, everything. But, I mean, a lot of people can say, well, that's because he's got absolutely no chance because his vote won't count because of the Democrats. Whatever.
Yeah. It's you gotta think this one through. And, you know, we love our Republican friends. But even one thing I want to do, maybe we need to do this before the election. Let's get Jody in here in studio. I want a political talk with a Republican, because I think that's completely
fair.
Dude,
she's a hardcore Republican.
But here's the
too.
Thing. It's got to be one-on-one. We can't team up on her where it's like all three of us.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned gangbang.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't want her to get all pissed at us in that sense. What I do want to do is get a Republican in the studio to give us what's the positive? What are the Republicans seeing as a positive? Because I can't see it. And it may be my liberalness. I like to think I'm a moderate. I'd like to think that I kind of run both sides.
Why don't you invite some people from the Republican Party direct?
Because they're all psychos. Because we don't stare at Jody.
We'd rather have the hot girl in here who can do the talking points versus some troglodyte.
You have to understand this is Spank Wagon Radio.
We're not going to get a Republican in here.
Yes, you could.
Speaking of this being Spank Wagon Radio... Folks, if you live
or
in
spank
Vegas,
wagon.
Or Spank Wagon, folks, if you live in Vegas, keep an eye out soon. We will have a commercial on television soon.
That's going to be interesting.
That's a conversation for a later time. We are working on getting a television commercial. That's how fucked up things are getting, where we can buy a television commercial.
Yeah.
No, we're trying, and you never know what we may get out of that one.
You know what? At least
I want a donkey in the commercial. I would really like to see a donkey in the commercial. I'm just saying.
I don't know if we can get a donkey.
I don't know if we, after the commercial, if we can afford a donkey. We'll put you on there, and the sign says ass. And therefore, we have met our donkey quotient.
Yeah.
A gay ass.
There you go. So let's go ahead. I hate to do this because nobody else is in the studio, but we got to keep the show going. We got to change gears here. I got to read you guys an article I found today in The Telegraph, which is a UK website. War games fanatic Matthew Pike killed by gamer from Germany, police think. Internet war games fanatic Matthew Pike was stabbed to death by a fellow player who flew from Germany to murder him after an online dispute. Police confirmed a man believed to be 21 and had been arrested near Frankfurt in Germany following the death of student Mr. Pike. Only in Britain do they call you Mr. something.
Mr. Pike.
Yeah. Who was killed in his flat, which is an apartment in Nottingham. Shortly after the killing, a fellow gamer, David Heiss from Frankfurt, posted a message on the Facebook of Jonah Witten, Mr. Pike's girlfriend, apologizing for having caused so much trouble lately. Police refused to confirm or deny that Heiss was the arrested man, although detectives admitted internet links were a line of inquiry they were actively following. Mr. Pike 20 and Miss Witten ran a website called Wars Central, devoted to fans of the strategy game Advanced Wars.
A fucking Nintendo DS game.
It included a forum where game players could discuss tips and strategies for a chess-like game in which armies of cartoon characters battle each other. Heiss was contributed to the forum under the name The Eagle the Lightning. Yeah, he must be German. Police are working on one theory that that another fan of the game may have fallen out with Matthew in cyberspace and taken extreme revenge in real life. After the stabbing, one anonymous poster suggested another forum members may have known who is behind the killing. We may know a lot of what is going on prior to the killing, but I, for one, am not going to say any more. Then on Tuesday, Heiss posted his message on Miss Witten's Facebook, the only time he has ever contacted her through the site. Heiss, who lists his main activities and interests on Facebook as the internet and video gaming, said, "I will pray for you. You must be suffering unbelievable pain."
For the record, though, Matt did say, "My granddad killed your granddad."
Sitting by the fire, your granddad and my granddad can set your house on fire.
Wow. Police believe he may have gotten to know Mr. Pike, who used the name Shade on the internet, and Miss Witten through their War Central site. Mr. Pike, who was a published science fiction on the internet, moved to Nottingham and Suffolk. Hey, Suffolk, that's where I'm from. So basically, this guy got pissed off at another video game player, flew a couple hundred miles to stab him. How fucking great is that? Fuck you, man. You're a noob. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to come to your house and stick a knife in your throat.
The whole thing is, though, it's the fucking internet. I mean, look, we've had our run-ins.
It's more than porn, after all.
Yes. We've had our run-ins with other people and whatnot, but come on. Okay, this is retarded.
Okay, what's really funny is there's some people in this room that are just slightly less as bad as this
guy. Hey, shut up. I'm not that bad.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Do you know that it's quieter when you put your headphones on?
Damn. Now, someone went across the country and stabbed some other dude because which game? Which game was it?
It was called Advance Wars, which is a Nintendo DS game.
And they didn't go across country. They went to a different country.
He flew from Germany to Europe to go to this guy's apartment to stab him.
It would be so hilarious to be the passenger next to that guy on that plane trip. Just to see what he was like.
So why are you going to Great Britain, my friend? To stab somebody. I'm going to stab him.
No. He's playing Advance Wars. And he's like, nine, my Panzers.
There you go. That's it.
My Panzer Battalion will come into your apartment and stab you with the lightning.
By the way, Reverend in the chat room points out that it's Germany to the UK. Apparently you have pale in geography.
That's what I said.
Did you
I
say
said,
US?
No, you said Europe.
Oh. You said Europe.
Whatever.
All right, so gear change here.
Hey, fuck you. I've never picked up carts in a parking lot.
Murphy, why don't you go and stab him?
I'm good. That's it, Rev. I'm coming to your house and I'm stab you. Hold on. Let me get it. Southwest Airlines. Do they have a flying somewhere to stab somebody over some internet shit fair?
God damn, I got paid $300 to stab this motherfucker.
Dude, that's right. I didn't think of it that way.
How much money did he pay? He paid a lot of money.
How much did he pay to fly to stab somebody?
Well, it's not like there's a Greyhound bus.
At least 200 euros. At least, so like what, $300?
I was going to say, was it like $10? I don't know.
But I must say that.
How much did he pay for the cab, right?
Wait. Some air flights, there's like Ryanair. There's a couple cheap plane tickets in Europe. You can maybe do it for like 50
yeah,
US.
Yeah, where you have
trip.
To pedal yourself.
Can you imagine, if you got a rail
it's like
pass
seven
for
rows
it?
Instead of six and you no luggage.
I'm going to do a bike by knifing. I got you, motherfucker! Got you, motherfucker!
I'm Sarah Palin's retarded baby. How long is it going to take me to walk from Gino to Trench's house to stab him?
Baby, that baby can walk? He doesn't look like he can
do
much of anything.
Dude, he's got crazy retard strength. Exactly. Dude, that retard strength, that baby could probably bench a VW.
The problem is he just can't hold his head up straight.
Do you guys remember, did Flying J ever tell you his retard on the bus story?
No.
Flying J has this awesome retard on the bus. He was, I think he was 13 or 14. He was a freshman in high school. And he missed his bus, and the special ed bus came afterwards to his neighborhood and just saw him. Like, oh, we'll take you to high school. And his parents couldn't take him, so he took the special ed bus, right? And there's like this retard on. Like full on retard.
Oh, my God.
You can sit next to me, it'll be fine.
No, so he sits next to the bus driver. Like all these kids, the cerebral palsy kids and the retard kids between the two factions just scare the shit out of him.
Factions.
So, wait.
Someone go up there and kick the shit out of the normal kid.
No. Wait.
You know me, we're going to get you.
Before we digress, it gets better. So there's like a teacher's aide on there, right? And the teacher's aide is doing whatever, and Jay looks behind, and there's a retard kid who's just spanking it, like seriously spanking it. And
I'm going to get him a jerk off in your back of his neck.
It gets funnier. So Jay said that. So Jay said that the most fucked up part of all was that whatever God didn't give this guy in brains, he gave him a dick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's
so there's retard strength. No, hey! There's retard strength, and then there's huge retard penis.
So it gets worse. It gets much worse.
Ladies, if you ever need to be deep-dicked, apparently go find Jimmy. Hi, my name is Cookie. I'm here to see Slim in your vagina.
So immediately Flying Jay goes to the teacher's aide, walks up, freaks the teacher's aide out on a bus, and goes and points, looks over, and the teacher's aide finally looks over and goes, oh, oh my God, not. And the retard goes, eh, pretty, and finishes.
You pretty.
I go, oh, oh.
How can you tell if he's coming, though? That's what I want to know.
It's like,
it's like a sprinkler.
No, 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 no. It gets worse. They, guess who had to clean it up? Not Flying Jay, but the teacher's
aide with her tongue. Goddamn budget cutback.
Somebody, somebody making $20,000 a year is forced to pick up retard jizz. Jizz is missing, missing a chromosome.
I'm wondering, was it all chunky and smell like Doritos?
Oh. It was delicious.
All right, Matt, go ahead and hand over the mic here.
Whoa.
Joining us.
Moby just walked in.
Actually, Zuzu, you ready for this? Let's creep Zuzu out. Zuzu, I'd like to introduce you to your biggest fan.
What?
Oh, damn. It's Clizzo.
Clizzo's up in the hizzy now. Before the great forum reset of 99 or whatever year it is, Clizzo had the greatest
come
post.
Join us, then.
Yeah, come on up here, dude. Bring the mic up here.
Ah, Stitz, you don't need to get this. Give Stitz his mic back at least.
Well, I don't have.
No, we don't need
we don't have another mic to hang up. Let me bring that cord around here. Clizzo had a great post on the forum before it got wiped.
Why did it get wiped?
I fucked up. Okay.
Basically,
I fucked up.
Let me give you the Reader's Digest of this post. You guys, this show are great, but you should have Zuzu on because she's hot.
That's nails it.
Is that about the gist of it, dude?
No, not really.
Oh, not really.
Not really.
It was close.
Oh, wait. We forgot. She's really fucking hot.
I want to see her boobies.
Yeah.
That was all right. Yeah, that's fine.
There we go. So how does it feel to be sitting next to Zuzu?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to look at me.
He's
sitting right next to me, and he doesn't want to look
Zuzu,
at me.
Zuzu, cozy up next to him. Let's make him feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. Damn. This is like a dream come true now. Oh.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Wow, so Clizzo, how do you classify Clizzo? Clizzo is, he's one of Decaf's friends, but I got to say, he's probably one of the best fans of the show that I've ever met.
This motherfucker is throwing shit in the freezer and listening to the fucking show. He downloads on his iPod as he listens.
Yeah, every Sunday I'd download the podcast and at work just listen to the show.
And you're a huge fan?
Huge fan.
What's your favorite part of the show?
Duh.
Let's see. Some of Decaf's, his darker perspective is pretty good, but you know, a lot of your little bits, you know, the messing with people when they don't know about it. You know, yeah, those are really good.
Speaking of that, what'd you think of Trash and Churchy, Zeus's boyfriend? What'd you think of that?
Oh, boy, he had to have been uncomfortable.
I don't think he was as uncomfortable as his buddy.
Even Clizzo was fooled. Even Clizzo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. We got him, too. This motherfucker know me for almost 15 years, and he was fooled as shit.
I listened to the show Sunday, and I saw Decaf at my birthday party Saturday, and I hadn't listened to the show yet.
Uh-huh.
And at my birthday party, he was still kind of down. I was like, you know, what's the matter with him? You know, he just seemed kind of upset.
Did you not have enough white women at the party?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't enough white women, but on. Go on.
So, I listened to the show, and, you know, finally, you know, the show came on, and I was like, you know, dang, what's going on? Then you guys started going at it, and I was like, oh, shit.
All right, well, you know what? I gotta do something here, because I'm a nice guy.
Oh, boy.
No,
first, we just have to play. We're going to play. What? No, we're not going to play the Moby. We're going to do this for you, though. We're going to do this for you.
Yes.
Put him on. Nice.
Look at her!
Oh my God, look at her!
I'm looking.
Damn.
Breathe. Rev wants to know if you have any dollar bills, but I think you better pull out hundreds, bro.
Yeah, right? It's a lot better in person, let me tell you.
I know. This motherfucker told me, like, oh, you should see that in the show with Zeus dances. The motherfucker, I see it in person.
For those of you that are listening to the podcast, Zeus is doing her wonderful dance that she does whenever we play the song for her. Which, again, is Trencher's only job on the show, and thank God he does it well. And Clizzo is just... Well, if your wife didn't think we were douchebags before, I know she does now.
Good thing she doesn't listen.
Yeah. And where's she at, by the way?
She's in Arizona.
Well, just remember, bro, eating ain't cheating.
Got those Heineken ready?
So, Clizzo, it's nice to have it, you know, see it in the video. How is it in person?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, wait, she's Those of you watching the cam, you can't see. She's just, there are. Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Again, I do not know what this young lady is doing waiting for us on Friday.
Hey, Zeus, show him the other side, baby. Show him the other side.
Show him your star, red side.
And you guys get to see this every Friday?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Man.
I would wear her ass for a hat.
He was like, I don't know if I could come to the studio first. I said, Zeus wearing a tank top.
I'm telling you, next week we're going to have Radio UK, Toe, Reverend Have.
Everyone here will be.
Everybody's getting me in here. Hey, can someone play the song? Play it now. Quick, play it now. Oh my God.
God, look at that. Look at the stomach. It's like fucking perfect. Dude. And the side, the hips. Oh my God.
Hip Z muscle. Oh God, I just want to run my tongue up. Oh. Oh, too bad the guys at home missed that. That's the naughty spot. Oh my Lord.
Boing, yo, 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 River Hammer. God.
So damn. Clizzo, tell me, can you stand up? I'm just watching.
Not for a little while. I'm so happy this song is 5 minutes.
Yes, I am.
We're not even closing the show yet.
God. Damn.
Oh, it's closed.
Wow. She's been naughty.
Woo. Look at her. Don't look at me, dude.
He's don't like, turn away. Stay looking at her, dude.
Every time she starts dancing, you guys get quiet on the show. Well, no motherfucking shit. You quiet as a motherfucker, too.
Right now, I bet he wishes he could go right from here into the cooler to chill out for a little bit.
I know.
Oh, shit. Churchy, you are a lucky, lucky man.
I'm hiring a German hitman.
Yeah, no shit.
I will slaughter all of you.
As long as you're naked. That's fine. Cut me up, bitch. Load you naked.
Wow. Oh, man. Temperature in the room is about 50 degrees hotter. All
how's that?
That was amazing. Thank you, Zeus.
My pleasure.
Oh, my. All right, let me have my headphones back there. I don't feel right if I can't hear exactly what's going on.
I don't know if I have an opener. I know you're about to pass out and shit.
Good God.
How you doing?
I need a beer.
I had a cold shower.
Do you have an opener?
Add some Kleenex. Make that a bath towel. I got one already.
Alright, so
oh, you need one? I got you. Didn't I get you one?
Everybody,
no motherfucker, you didn't give me one. What up?
You know, the thing is, I'm laughing because Stitch was sitting in the back row playing with Silly Putty.
That's what I was doing here in my seat.
How the fuck you open it?
Yeah, I need one.
So everybody's trying to figure out what to open for fucking beer here.
I still have one.
So
give that back to the Negro. You still have one or not?
All right.
So,
by the way, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and I got to point out every one of you guys on the cam or listening to the podcast
or viewing the video on demand.
Viewing the video on demand. This is why we're the greatest internet radio show ever. I just got to point that out, and we want to hear more from you. The websites are up. All the new forum is up. Finally built after I nuked it. The new site's up. Finally after I nuked that. You need to go and visit and sign up and get involved. If anything, you don't have to sign up for the main site. If anything, sign up for the forum.
Absolutely. Now, don't forget, we just posted this because we spoke about it earlier. How do you describe Spankwagon Radio to people who...
Who the fuck is Lisa?
Last week's MILF.
Watch this face real quick. Hey, Clizzle, my mom asked me, so what do you guys do at your radio show? And I went...
It's a fluffy white kid.
So that's why we started to pose the question:
political discussion.
What is Spankwagon Radio?
How do you describe it to people?
You know, my wife has asked me, you know, what do they talk about, and I tell her it's almost like a radio Seinfeld.
you know what? That's exactly the premise we started with in 2000. Nice. I shit you not. That is exactly
what
like,
is
a radio Seinfeld.
It's a radio show about nothing.
Yes, that is exactly it.
We just don't know what the fuck we're gonna talk about. It's like it could be down, it could be low, it could be angry, it could be fucking cheerful, it could be fucking porn stars, it could be
I like the trannies, porn stars.
It could be trannies.
I don't know.
Were you
I
fooled?
Trannies.
Fooled when?
By Foxy of the video.
Oh, you know, yeah, because I didn't listen to the show or anything, but you know, you showed me the pictures of it.
That
I was like, damn.
Freaked me out.
Coming up here, sis.
Like, yeah, she has a dick. I'm like, damn.
And it's not a little dick
Foxy.
Either.
I finally saw a video of Foxy. Fuck you all. She's a fucking day worker with a girl's face. The body of any man at Home Depot waiting to for $4 an hour
See,
move earth from one side of my yard to the
now
other.
Here's the thing. Hold on a sec. The videos that you saw were shot before she had more of her surgery done. Now, when she was here in studio...
So, okay, she looks like a day worker with plastic surgery.
When she was here in studio, and then when we went out, she's hot. She's good looking.
You know what? You know what? I want to get Lisa back in here because last week she called me the woman hater. She needs to meet this dude.
Stitz is not a woman hater.
Yes, he is a woman hater.
He's a human
hater.
He's a human hater.
Oh, I don't know,
Stitz.
You are kind of a woman hater.
You're a fucking woman hater.
He doesn't hate me.
Every woman
I'm not a misogynist.
Not
He's
your face.
He's afraid of you.
That's not true.
He's afraid of you.
Why?
I'm not.
Oh, now he's getting all indignant. Why are you getting all indignant?
No, every time we bring a woman on the show, and after they leave, you always got some shitty shit to say about them.
Okay, now hold on.
Time. You do.
Look, we've known Stitz for a while. I can say he is not a misogynist. He hates everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a woman, man, child.
My biggest problem
is that people breathe.
Like if I have a conversation with someone, and I
put the mic up
stupid,
near your mouth, bro.
If I have a conversation with someone and I think they're stupid, I'm going to discredit them.
Right into the mouth. There you go.
Like a
what didn't you hear?
Well, no. When you talk, you have a tendency to do this a little.
Yeah.
And you like wave it around
That was Stitz laugh.
Stitz doing that, not us.
Stitz doing his own laugh.
No, I mean it. Stitz hates everyone. Stitz has
too much.
Yeah, he has no love for any of humanity. He's of the same opinion I am.
Stitz, when was the last time you got laid?
Oh wow, it's been 3 months.
Three months.
It's been since Europe.
Really.
Why'd you have to go to Europe to get laid?
Because I don't know. Portuguese women are really fun, and once they get drunk, they just jump on your lap.
American
well,
women.
Well, duh, you're the white guy with money.
American women want a
American
credit report before
no,
they pull
yeah,
that shit.
Like
you have to entertain.
It
you
wasn't
gotta,
like that.
You need bullshit excuses and shit. Yeah. But I'm bringing back an old bit. I need some Negro music.
Oh, shit.
No, not Darker Perspective music.
Well, you got to give me a little more warning
because
than this.
Because Clizzle's got to come back when I do a darker perspective, so I'm more prepared.
I hate white people.
Yeah.
Why is white people got to be
you
gotta
white? You got to see me
dark. Crackers.
That's exactly what it sounds like, too. You haven't seen the Darker Perspective live. Oh, it's entertaining, my
By
friend.
The way, if you are wanting to experience the Cracker Ass Cracker experience live, you can do it next Saturday at the Las Vegas Library,
That's
where
right.
Decaf will be signing his new book. Yes. I know I'm going.
Yes.
If you're here in Vegas, and if you're not in Vegas, please go to spankwagon.net and click the big link on the right-hand side. Buy the man's
big
book.
Big black.
I've heard from now a couple of people that the book is phenomenal. And Reverend Hammer...
You've heard more than me.
That's right. Reverend Hammer, in his best redneck voice, wants to know how long to take you to write them books. Or not Reverend Hammer, I'm sorry, it's Radio X UK. It's the British guy who put on the redneck.
It's not so much the writing of it, it's having a white woman go through and edit all that shit. Like, God damn.
Do you know how long it takes her to edit Negro? Holy shit.
Snowflake's always messing with my shit.
All I got is this. You'll hear it, don't worry. Just
now
listen.
To the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Yes.
This is my jam, yo.
Everybody, we're bringing black. We're bringing back.
Back in black.
Is it a black invention or not?
Oh, damn.
And now, and when, it, you have to decide if it is or if it's not, and you have to give a reason why it is or if it's not a black invention.
Okay, so just suppose if you folks haven't played, Decaf has a list of inventions. He's going to ask if it's a black or a white invention. Or if it's a black invention and why, each of us are going to go around the room. We're all going to answer, and then he's going to tell us.
Is there a score? Is there a goal here, or are we just playing for fun?
We'll just play for fun. Right.
I didn't hear any of that. I was not paying attention.
No, you haven't been around for this because it's been a long time. It's a black or white invention. I got inventions. You have to decide.
Peanut butter.
If it's a black person, if it's a black person did it, you have to say why they did or didn't.
Hold on, just a second. Peanut butter is a white invention.
Did we get bored or something?
George Washington right. Carver had a lot of uses for the peanut, but he did not invent peanut butter. All
right. We'll go with the first invention. The street sweeper. Now, you have to say why.
That's a darkie right there.
All right. Why is it a darkie invention?
Because a nigga's got to do something.
Kaliz, what do you say, buddy?
That's what I was going to say. Is it the automatic or the manual one? The manual, I'd have to say it's a black invention. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say it's a Hispanic invention because they're sick and tired of pushing the brooms themselves. So it is not a black
There's
invention.
There's no trick. You can't throw in Mexican.
Trencher?
Black.
And why do you say it's a black invention, my favorite racist?
What? Well, you know, pretty much mirroring or matching everybody else, brother's got to be employed.
Yes, it is a black invention. Oh. Everybody got
it. He got tired of using his hands.
Except you.
Actually, he got tired of the white guy flipping him upside down and used the fro.
I had the wrong minority.
Goddamn Q-tip.
Okay, next, the crossword puzzle.
Oh, that is a white man's invention right there. Right there.
I'm going to say white also.
No, I. You know what? I got to interrupt. I got to go black. It's the only chance to have black and white on the same fucking page.
I'm going to go with a white man's invention because it involves the use of vocabulary.
And yet, spelling. You got to be able to work a pen.
Number three down won't be my nig. So. I give that to the white man. That's right there.
My dig.
What up, my
It
dig?
Is a white invention.
That's right, motherfucker.
How about the lemon squeezer?
Oh, that is a black man's invention right there.
Hell yeah.
Because he got sick of, you know.
Cliz, what do you say, buddy?
I'm going to go with white.
Well, the white man's invention?
Just to keep their hands clean.
Trench?
Well, since I'm the designated racist for this show. Well, mammy, let's get you some lemonade.
I'm going to go with it being a black man invention, too, because I got sick of grape soda and Kool-Aid.
Dockies never get sick of the Kool-Aid and the grape soda. It's purple. It's grape. It tastes like purple.
Wait, did you just not sound like Mitch Hedberg right there?
I know. It's
fantastic.
It is a black invention. Yeah!
All right, next one.
The folding bed.
The folding bed.
That is a black man's
invention.
Wait.
Is that like a folder bed in a couch or up into the wall?
A Murphy bed?
I'm thinking the folded bed, like the cot.
Like a cot.
Oh shit.
That is a duck.
Let's get Stitz's opinion on this one. Stitz, grab that mic.
Grab the mic, Stitz.
Is this a black man invention or a white man invention?
The folding bed.
Probably a white guy's.
A white guy's?
Yeah.
Why? Just say it. Exactly. Engineering ingenuity. Just say it.
No, that's not what it is at all. I was just thinking,
It's like a. It seems like something I recall from like the 70s, and I.
Oh, here we go.
Oh Lord!
All right,
all right.
He's got his point. He's got his point.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Zeus, what do you say?
Gay porn is coming back in style.
We will talk about the Hathaway maneuver soon.
Yes,
too.
We need to talk about the Hathaway maneuver.
That's how
we
that is more a black man's invention because a man's got to carry his bed somewhere. You gotta keep
all right,
shit with
Cliz,
it.
What do you say, buddy?
I'm gonna say white.
Why do you say it's a white man's invention?
I don't know. The first thing I pictured was like wartime when they had the cots and they just fold them out.
All right, like a World War II kind of situation.
Yeah. All
right, Trench. What about you, man?
It is. Shit and go.
You know, that shit is a white invention, and I'll tell you why that's a white invention. And the reason I'm saying why because it kind of works both ways here. It's so that way the slave owner had some place for his Nubian woman to sleep because it couldn't be in the same fucking bed.
She can't be on the furniture.
Yeah, so it was a device.
She's not on one white sheet. She's got to be on somebody else's white sheet.
Oh, that's it.
All right, and I'm going to say it's a white man's invention because if you ever tried to put one of those things up, it takes an engineering degree sometimes. Some of that shit's complicated.
It is a black man's invention.
Oh, damn.
I know my black man.
Do right. You now?
We'll do a couple.
We're talking about a folding out bed?
Yeah, like a cot.
Like a cot.
A cot.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I was thinking about something entirely different.
He was thinking to fold out like a
well,
sofa bed.
Like an
in the wall?
In the wall.
Murphy bed.
No. Murphy bed, yeah.
All right.
A me bed, if you will.
The globe.
The globe?
That is a white man's invention.
I don't know.
The black man didn't know that there was more shit on that thing.
Okay, wait. But you gotta understand, half of Americans still think the shit's flat. And they're gonna vote for McCain.
I was gonna say, and they all live in red states.
And that's why all the other black men are voting for the black man.
The math to make a globe was invented by a white man. So
all right, so that's...
Calizzo?
Whitey?
I'll go with snitzes. That sounds good.
I'm gonna say it was a white man.
I'm dead serious. The math to make a globe was invented by a white man.
Great,
in geometry.
You're serious. Okay.
I'm gonna say it was invented by a white man just because most of Africa still thinks that the world's
exactly.
flat.
They're like, there's
clicks and whistles. How do you put that in a fucking geometry equation?
Where are you?
That is a white man.
I am three knots from the sun.
What's a knot?
Have you seen The Gods Must Be Crazy? Of course it was invented by a white man. Trench, what do you say?
I think I already did. We'll find it in post.
All right. It is a white man's invention.
That's right, bitch.
I have not failed one
you
of
may
them.
Have, that's right. Zeus is like 4-for-4. You may have invented the fold-a-bed, but we told you that the world was round and we orbit shit. Now what? Give me some peanut butter.
What about the light bulb?
That is a black man's invention.
Why is that?
Because, you know, you got to see where the whiteys are.
Edison.
Hold on.
Uh-uh.
No.
What do you say, Cliz? What do you say?
You know what? Edison sounds right, but I remember another name in there somewhere, but I can't remember who.
Tesla?
Wasn't his aide? No, wasn't the light bulb. Wasn't his aide black?
The incandescent light bulb.
The incandescent light bulb.
Black.
Okay, black.
All right,
so you say a white guy or a black guy? What is it, Clizzo?
I'm going to say white.
See, this is not a knowledge quiz. This is an opinion quiz. I say it was invented by a black man just because he needed something to make the roaches run in the ghetto. That's how that one came about. Trench, what do you say?
All right, it has to be a black man because you need that one little hostage light when you're in your little fucking flat. But to Stitch's over-nerd point, I'm going to over-nerd you. The light bulb was invented by a black man. Edison perfected the light bulb after several attempts. All right, and his assistant was Nikola Tesla, but it's also been a few other people. Plus, Edison brought in a couple other people to electrocute fucking elephants.
Edison had hundreds of assistants.
And you are 100% correct. It was a black man.
It was a black guy.
Nikola Tesla. That was a hardcore nigga right there.
And we'll do the last one of the list, the pencil sharpener.
I got to see Tesla's house in Colorado.
The pencil sharpener?
Because the black man got sick of sharpening that shit on his teeth for the white man.
Damn. All right.
I'm going to say black man because when the pencil's sharper, it sticks in his fro better.
He's like, I got it here somewhere.
On that same note, I'm thinking it's got to be a black person because, you know, you got something to pick your hair out.
There you go.
I'm going to say it was a black man only because he got sick and tired of sharpening the ends of spears.
and had
to come up with a better invention.
Wait. Mustafa, what are you doing? For I am hunting alphabet.
quick, someone, there's an elephant attack in the village. Hang on.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? We're talking to Rachel.
Was that a pencil sharpening or someone jerking off into your beer?
Yes, kid abusing. Stits? I'll give the answer.
Wait. Was the fat pencil the black man's pencil? That kindergarten shit?
Number two, otherwise known as Negro.
I could write with that, but what about you, Stitz?
Stitz, what do you say, buddy?
Probably was a black man.
Probably was a black
man. We're
all
like, guffaw, and he's like, yeah.
And cue the music. It was a nigga.
Yay! I am 100%.
You are 100%.
Dude, the next time we do that, that's how you have to answer it.
It was a cracker. It was a nigga.
Fucking snowflake.
It was a nigga running around like he was Nikolai Tesla. It was Biggie Smalls up
fucking
in this
Tesla
shit.
Tesla was fucking Bulgarian or Hungarian.
I know.
He was European nigger.
Don't downgrade yourself, fool.
So this was another edition of Was It Nig or Was It Cracker?
Look at the whitey band.
You guys have some good fucking answers tonight. I must say, man, I've been fucking my head hurts from fucking laughing so much. All
right,
stick the pistol in your throat. Sharpen this with that fucking spear.
That was,
and you know what?
Feet.
And you know what? I must tell you, I thought the same motherfucker when I looked at him. I bullshit.
He got to get that shit to stick in his throat. He's
going
to
wear it.
I found
thing.
Clizzo's theme here. We got some Moby going on.
I hate
Moby.
Yeah, I know. Moby sucks.
Stitz is acting all congressional, feeding Palin.
Oh, shit. Oh, Stitz, take the mic, dude. I'm not taking
take
credit
it
for
it. Wait. Take it, Stitz.
No, I can't. I won't repeat it on air.
Of course a black man invented the pencil sharpener. It's the only way he could pick through those huge-ass teeth of his.
Yeah. That wasn't the sharpener pencil. That's for damn sure.
All right. We've kind of teased this all night. Now we have to talk about this.
We got
to
talk about the Hathaway maneuver.
What is the
I
Hathaway
coined
maneuver?
That. I'm taking ownership of that.
You are. That is you. Let me tell you what the Hathaway maneuver is.
Wait. You know what? We should do a bit of like the Spankwagon sexual knowledge or book of knowledge.
Spankwagon sexual innuendo book.
Yes.
So this is on the forums. Again, you're going to have to go ahead and read this. And please post and give some sort of
There's
feedback
no
on this.
To get you back to that.
Here we go.
Yes.
In an
but no one can ever hear you fart ever again.
In an upcoming interview with Esquire magazine, the sexy Get Smart star states that one of the most sensual experiences in her life.
Slow down.
One of the most sensual. I'm excited. One of the most sensual experiences in her life was anal intercourse with her boyfriend.
Oh, God.
She says, every woman should try it. Otherwise, they miss out
on
something amazing. She also speaks about the significance of her first time. Wait. Hold on, listen. She also speaks about the significance of her first time and the trustworthy partner and how anal penetration makes her feel feminine in a very special way.
I have the recording. Ready?
Yes.
So as Trencher deftly put it, so now we can use
I
the argument.
I can't hear in my 20 years thing. I got retarded.
So
all right, Sarah Palin.
So as Trencher responded, hold on. As Trencher responded, so now we can use the argument and Hathaway does it.
Therefore, if you want anal sex, you walk up to your woman and you say, you ready for the Hathaway maneuver?
And she's now,
just
for
don't
those of us
say strawberry shortcake.
And she's going to go, what's that? And you're going to go, let me show you. And she's going to go,
Now, I've watched the movies that she's done post the Disney shit, like the Princess Diaries. That bitch couldn't wait to get naked on film, I got to say. She could not wait. The next film she did after Princess Diaries 2 has her as a fake wannabe white gangbanger chick who gets damn near gang raped in a hotel room by a bunch of Mexican dudes. That was awesome.
I'll
tell you, I have a big Anne Hathaway fetish too going on, so thank you.
Her name
God bless. God bless you,
there
gentlemen.
You go. There you go. The Hathaway maneuver, a newly coined sexual reference. He'll talk when he wants to talk.
And as Rev recycles it, slam through the back door like a SWAT team in a crack house.
Yes.
There you go.
No, but this is what he keeps doing. He keeps up going like
this up to and the microphone. Like, I think you want to say something, but then you don't.
Come on, you know you want to say something about Anne Hathaway's tightly puckered little asshole. Go ahead.
Well, it's not tightly puckered nice anymore. It,
you never know. Maybe she had one of those super puckered assholes, and this is helping her release
bitch,
the pressure.
Bitch, I can't get in.
Relax, oh, baby, relax. It's okay.
Get oh. off and get off.
Anal sex is making a comeback. It really is. We had Lisa in last week who says she loves anal sex. I've talked to several women who...
Gay porn is not making a comeback with
anal
sex.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Several women on a 1-900 number does not count for legitimate research.
Shut up. Your wife was one of them. No,
I thought I know is a lie.
And wait, are we going to play that card?
No,
I had a conversation
stop,
with her.
No, we're not playing that card.
Look, here's the big thing that all women fear. That if they give up the ass once... That you're going to want it every night. Look, baby, look.
No, it's not giving it up. That shit motherfucking hurts. You want me to stick a dick up in your asshole?
No, but you can use a finger, and as long as you don't go past the second
up. I'm going to stick a big old fatty fucking dildo and just ram it up your
ass. Well, you can't just take
ass.
You got to start off small.
No, you got to
start with a finger.
Hey, at least you got to get a garden hose with that motherfucking down.
I am not taking Big Red in the ass.
That's what you get.
Put that on the camera. Turn that thing.
Damn.
That's what you get, asshole.
Murphy's fun Saturday night.
Fuck.
I am not putting. Oh wow, look at that. Stitz is scarred for life.
You never see that shit? As many times
his
you've been.
His asshole just fell out. Thinking
hold on,
about
dude. That's what my dick looks like.
Stitz,
it's thin as part.
You
Stitz,
wish.
You never saw that motherfucker? All this time you've been in the studio, you never see that shit.
Look. You don't just. Look, it's like when you're going to go on a roller coaster. The first thing
you don't
go right to
I
state
see
line.
I want to see the ass that can take that.
Murphy's ass can most curious. Likely take
very
that shit.
We know Murphy's mouth can take it.
You start off small. You just dip the stick in it just a little bit. Just put the tip in. No.
An asshole like that, seriously, depends.
I'll show you an ass that can take that. It's on the forum in the chick that fucks herself with a fucking Sprite bottle.
What?
Yeah, I got another video of that.
Well, don't look at it fucking here. Talk, motherfucker.
Yeah,
okay, in the Not Safe for Work forum, I've posted pictures of Lisa's tits, which
hey, we're
she sent
almost
us.
Done, so let's...
She sent us some wonderful photos of her tits, which are, you know what? Her tits are big, but she told me, she's like, one of these photos makes my tits look like they're Fs, and they really do. But I posted another one where Blonde fucks herself with a Sprite bottle, and it's on, here, let me bring it up here. It's on RedTube.
Well, what you guys got to do is go to spankwagon.net, click on the form link, find the form link, click on it. It'll take you there. Let them fucking read it on their own and contribute and post.
Yeah. You need here. We'll I'll
for
start
the, record,
the video.
I think
here.
That's just self-hate. I just
hate my vagina. I'm gonna
I think
stick
I got
a Sprite bottle in it.
I think I got more pictures of the back of Trench's head than I do of anybody else. These motherfucker turns away all the time.
Yeah, please don't take a photo.
Well, it's cuz that's usually his face
fuck
is in
you.
Your lap.
You Murphy, that's fucking pregnancy.
Look at that.
Is that a 2-liter?
I think it's a 1-liter bottle. Personally,
all right, I'm bringing everybody else down
is that
to
that
a half.
Is that Big Lots 3-liter?
All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I've been Trencher. These guys have been the jolly motherfuckers who like anal, except for Suzu.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Suzu.
And Clizzo.
That's right. I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Look at that shit. That's all the way up in there.
All right. Got a bunch of people to thank. First off, I got to thank LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
Oh, it's Ginger Ale, by the way, not Sprite.
Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KBMA, KC Host Radio Network, Radio XUK, Dwarf, Showdown Network, Steel City, Trax Radio, and our new syndicate, Northern Sunsets.
Who is actually an old syndicate.
Old syndicate coming back again. We love you. Nomad. Next week, tune in. We're gonna have Spongy Gunk
Hold
Films.
Up, man. You
we're gonna have a band.
Line.
We're gonna not... have we're gonna have a band in Spongy Gunk Films. We're gonna have porn stars. Tune in next week, of course.
If you're not live,
we're in the archive, motherfuckers.
We're in the archive.
Download us. Also, we love friends. Spankwagon.net. Find out our about page. I wrote our about page. I rewrote it.
Yep.
Now has all of our MySpace links.
Well, MySpace, our Twitter.
Why are you drowning out Zoo?
No. She's trying to drown me out. I know this game. But we learned last week I have no libido. It doesn't work. So.
It's working for me, goddammit.
Go to spankwagon.net.
It's working, motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Lizzo, right. You're the last first word. Not here. Yeah. What's the last word, buddy?
Oh, no, I thought it was about the kittens.
Last word? Let me see. I'm just going to say it. I love zoos. Ah!
is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings.
LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings.